All right. Good evening, everyone. We are now coming out of recess, and we would like to start our meeting off with roll call, please, by Madam Clerk.
Here, Corey Battle.
Present.
Sherry.
Present.
Robert Robinson. Vivian Saunders, present. Mr. Mark Blood.
Here, present.
Tammy.
Present.
Here we go.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Davis. At this time, we will be moving forward, picking up where we left off with our last gathering. And we'll now turn this part of the meeting over to County Manager Vaughn.
Thank you, Chairman. Good afternoon, Commissioners. The last time we were together, the Chairman kind of outlined a couple or a few different options as far as balancing the budget goes. And there was some questions as to whether or not a one-time bonus could be provided in this current fiscal year's budget. And Finance Officer Willie Mack Kierwin provided a hard copy of a financial summary, and he was trying to perform some calculations to determine if that would be possible, but we were not able to conclude that the last time we were together. So we would like to first allow him to summarize this document for you to let you know where we are standing through the month of May. Before we do that, Chairman, we had a department head, Ms. Register of Deeds, Annie Wilson, had requested to speak to the board. If you want to grant that request at this time.
Yes,
Okay.
please.
The Honorable.
Good afternoon.
Good
Good afternoon.
evening. Good evening.
I am Annie Wilson, the Register Deed here in Berkeley County. And I just briefly wanted to come before you once I looked at the budget that you have in front of you. And I just wanted to give my say on for my office. I saw that you did have some cuts as far as in the travel. And I just want to explain some things to you. Because I know that we as department heads come before you and give a brief summary, but I don't think that you really see the intensity of how I get to where I am. And so for the travel, as far as what I was saying, I know you cut it down and the cost of travel is increasing. So I have four conferences that I attend workshops and district meetings. And looking at all of what Berkeley County do, I want to go through that. When I was telling you about the electronic services that we provide to the citizens, as far as when a person is born in another county, okay, they can come here in Berkeley County to get that birth certificate. That child was born in 1971, and you know Berkeley County does not have a birthing center, so all people were born outside the county. So the state implemented a service where we could go to the state system and we can, if a person come in, we can go on the state system and get that birth certificate. All right? In our district, all of our surrounding counties, Berkeley County only was the first one that did it. And now between Martin, Chowan, Correll, and Washington County, everybody is coming to Berkeley County. Even for the death certificate, they started that when COVID came, that if a person died, you first had to go to the county. If you talk to the funeral home, they come here, all of those counties. Because if they go to Martin County, that Register of Deeds tell them, go to Berkeley. We're not doing that. They go to Chowan. They said, go to Berkeley. We're not doing it. It's not mandatory that we do it, okay? But I did it for the citizens to help them. So that means if a funeral home had a death that occurred in Wake County, they don't have to write to Wake County or drive to Wake County to get that death certificate. They can come right here in Berkeley County to get it. Okay? I didn't learn to do that sitting behind the desk. We had training. I had to go and learn those training. Before it started in North Carolina, the international training that I go to, that's where all the reporters from all over the U.S. come. Recorders, clerks, they all go to that. It's international government. We go to those conferences and we learn what other states are doing. And then it comes back. I served on a lot of committees within this association. And I served so that I could learn to bring those things here. As you know, they were not here at first. They were not. the other previous registrars that was here, they retired because they said they were not getting into this electronic stuff. Same thing with electronic recording. Now, if a bank, I don't care where that bank is from, they can e-record, they can send that document to us. We can record it right then, and it's done. Versus them having to mail it to me, and then I send it back to them if something is wrong, then they send it back. I did not learn that sitting in that office. I had to go to training, okay? So that's, and you know that the price of travel and everything else has gone up. It ain't going down. So when you're taking away money, you're also taking away from the citizens because I don't have to provide those services. I'm doing it for the citizens. But if I can't get the training or get to go to do the training, then I'm not, it's no way that I can sit there. That's why these other counties, I don't know what they're going. I don't see them at those meetings. I was the president of the association in 2019, and I served, that was for all 100 counties. I was the president of the association. And by doing that, like I said, I served on different committees to get there because I wanted to learn, okay? And I don't know if you heard, there's a new law coming in 2026, where now the registry will be able to issue birth certificates to adoptees in North Carolina, okay? And they also, and I have a copy of that, that bill was signed on Friday. And it also states in that, on the last page, it states that registrees and their staff who issue certified copies of adoptee birth certificates as provided in subsection D1 of this section shall complete annual training provided by the state register on adopted information products. They're not coming here to train. So that's what I'm saying, that I'm elected just like you are. And I know that you go to different trainings. I know you. It costs you to go and to stay, and it costs me also. So I don't feel like it's fair. I don't come to you all asking for anything. I ran my office since I've been in there since 2012 off the same budget. Have not asked for anything, no different, no more money in no area. Only I think it was one area, and that was in when I was restoring the document, and that was it. That was the only place that I ever asked. So only thing I'm saying that now, if these services, a lot of services are cut, travel that I can't get to, then, oh, and then I also have, I'll make it quick, but I also have, for the electronic birth and death that I was telling you, because I was bringing money in, before we started on that system, but anyway, before we started on that system, we were just doing birth on the inside. Here, and I got a copy of it. So in July of 2014 and 2015, we collect $9,462 on online stuff. That's all, okay? All right, that first physical year, which was July 1st, 2015 to June of 2016, that's the whole year. We're doing it online, that was our first year. We did $14,539, okay? Now, today, this is from July the 1st of last year up until today, or June, I ran it up until today. So far in birth and death, that's doing it online only, we have collected $20,578. So there's a big difference there. When I started, in July 2014, collecting $9,000, and today collecting $20,000 a year. So that's all I have to say about that. And I thank you for listening. And I just want you to think that, you know, as an elected official, I do my job, I do it effectively, and I want to get the proper training that I do. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wilson. All right, County Manager.
Okay, so next we will proceed with the presentation of the financial summary, which is basically going to be a summary of this document that you were provided with from the finance officer, Willa Mack Carowin.
This is sitting essentially the printout that comes off of the computer based on the same information that's been given to you for years. It's a standardized report. It is true as of today for any activities that took place in the month of May. Your first column is your original budget, your original appropriation. transfers and adjustments or any budget amendments that have taken place so far this year. The revised budget is the current budget as it was on May 31st of this year. Your year-to-date expenditures or any transactions, be they check, deposits, or transfers or adjustments. And then the encumbrances are the current outstanding purchase orders. So if you'll look in your revised budget for the general fund, is $26,237,198, and we've spent so far $18,941,842. There's approximately $507,000 worth of POs that need to be canceled out, and there's a remainder available budget of $6.7 million. And keep in mind, these are budgeted, they are not actuals, so therefore, when you look at it like Dr. White did the other day, you look at where your revenues are and where your expenditures are, not necessarily those that maybe you get this far into the budget. So the one thing is there's some transfers that need to come in, but there are also some expenditures that need to go out as well. Of the funds that you have, 10, 12, and 60, those are ones that you all usually have in your report. And then the last four pages are the revenues for funds 10, 12. I pulled up the current bank balances. The Southern Bank main account has $760,994. The payroll account has $2,650. We have approximately $1.5 million in CDs, and our cash management account has $13,518,239. So our cash on hand at the end of May of this year was $15,781.83. They're cheap, $883. Compared to last year, it was $14,289,259 at the same time.
Can you read that figure again, Billy Mac, for this year?
Currently, it's $15,781,883. Last year, May 30th balances was $14,285,259. So right now, the cash on hand is $1,496,624 more than it was this time. I know that this is last minute. You all look it over. If you want to call me and set up an appointment to walk through it, if you have any questions, probably have them make myself available.
Hold on, let me go. The first one is what we spent. The second one is social services. The second page.
Second one is fund 12, social services. Your first four pages are expenditures. Mm-hmm. Unless I got mixed up on you, I think I pulled you the other one out. The last four are your revenues for each. Mm-hmm.
All right, so just for clarity's purpose, when it shows a positive over here, we have actually collected over what we budgeted for, correct? Like on page one of general account, yeah, taxes, we've actually.
Yes. Also note, there is down there under budgetary, there was a fund balance appropriation that I had to do. When we have grants or programs that had a remaining balance at the end of the year, we don't budget them until we know what they truly have or available at the end of the year, and then we go back. Those dollars, if they are a grant or an appropriation that comes in hand, then those balances of the remainders are in our general fund that roll into our fund balance. If they are a reimbursable, then we don't have to worry because we expend it.
So I guess the question that arose at the last meeting was there enough left to possibly issue out bonuses this year with the difference of your findings?
If we went into this year, we knew it was going to be tight. There are some pieces that we had. Remember, we were without a payroll person for 4 months, and then we had someone work with her another 2 months, so we paid a higher dollar amount for that position. So there's going to be a contracted services of expense that will take place, and there are a couple of invoices that we're holding that the manager and I would like to discuss with the contractor.
So, like, go back to page one on income money where it says sales and services. So, we had budgeted, we thought we'd get $51,600 there, right?
Yes.
And this would be what's in sales and services?
Services, child nutrition, aging class reservation, registration, rent, farm service agency funds, rent from the National Weather Service, Bruno Choong safe. The big one looks like it's the rent from the farm service agency.
Gotcha. I was just wondering why we, I mean, that's off by $33,500, like that we did not meet what we thought.
It may be that we've not been posted correctly.
When you make, you got to frame something.
Transfers. That's budget here. Like the taxes actually look really good there.
How you doing? What else you want to say?
Discoveries.
Gotcha.
Question was asked, how much is the loan for on safe budget?
Is it
safe budget?
Domestic violence.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like the, all right, I skipped down to the water department. Sorry. So the water department actually looks like it's going to be all right.
Are you looking at revenue right now?
Yes. If it stays on track for what it has been. And all I did was do the 22,476,573 divided by 11. And that gives us, like, per month on average, they've been getting 225,143, and that would clear. The social services. Or is this just our part for social services? That's, it looks like we're way off on that. Or have they not given us all the money, the state?
we get them, it's a, we get a appropriation up front, and then there's a true enough that comes second.
So after the year ends?
Get true enough.
Is it going to true this up?
I don't know. It depends on where the monies were spent. Remember, that's a percentage on how much we get, where we get it from.
That's a...
So that's one of the allotments you were speaking of that comes in later. Okay.
And we'll back those if we receive any monies or expenditures that come in within 60 days of the hearing, back those.
Any more questions for Mr. Mack on that?
Yeah. So, of course, the big item on the table today is how we're going to balance the budget. And so I will turn it over to you all for some discussion in just a moment. But I do want to put out there that it's about 4:45 and we haven't finalized this yet. So to make sure that the budget ordinance is exactly like it needs to be, because, again, we haven't determined exactly how we're going to do it, there's a chance that we're going to have to come back once, give us an opportunity to put the budget ordinance in place to complete it, because this is the actual budget document, but the budget ordinance is a little bit different. We have to take some of these figures, put in the budget ordinance. We'll see how the discussion goes, and I think it will probably be best if we at least come back one more time. Hopefully we can get finished today, but I think it would be ideal for us to go back, double check, triple check the numbers, complete the budget ordinance, let you all see that, come back before or by June 30th, and adopt the budget. But it would be very good. It's important that we finalize it today, if at all possible.
What's the number you have to finalize it?
The chairman mentioned several options, but just to balance the budget,
mm-hmm.
$81,419.
That's okay. That's what I had. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So the other two options was approximately 206. That was the 81 plus a 1% increase, I believe. And then the other option was 81 plus a 2%, which was about 330,000. And I think the chairman ruled that one out. So I think the board was debating between option one of 81,000 or option two of approximately 206.
All right. Question. I just like to ask the board a question. Considering the importance of our register of deeds and her plea with her case, what do you think? How much have we cut her from her travel?
A total of 3,000. So her initial request for travel was 6,000. I reduced it by 1,000 after the board's we went through some suggestions from Commissioner Wright. The board agreed to reduce it by $2,000 more, so that brought her travel down to 3,000. Correct.
Which was still, she's never spent over $3,000.
I would at least want to recommend, at least follow your recommendation, we still have to cut somewhere, but at least follow your recommendation of the one. This is what I would like, of the one, and maybe give her the two back, because I understand the thing she's doing is important for the county. She's taking on more tasks than any registered deed has that benefit. I think she made a good case on what she's having to do.
No, that's if I can comment on that. So I was only going to just clarify just a little bit. Commissioner Wright, if you look at the first document that we gave you, so since we've updated the documents with the column, since we changed a few times, like on the right hand side, you see manager, then you see manager 5.
Oh, you mean the original one?
Okay. Yeah, so if you look on the original one, then it goes back.
Just lucky enough, I bought that one.
The actuals go back to fiscal year 22. And I think fiscal year 22 must have been when she was the president of the association that she was speaking of. Because looking at this correctly, her travel for fiscal year 22 was actually almost $6,000.
Gotcha. I mean, I believe you. I don't know what page, super page she's on.
I can tell.
Four. No. No.
13. There we go.
Yeah, it does. 5969.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we didn't look at this document. It does say that up here, but this is not the document I used for that. But again, the next year it goes to $569.
And the reason that that is because she was out of the office unexpectedly for so she was out for almost that entire year and didn't do much traveling.
Question. Because we have a pretty much unknown remaining balance from our last year's budget, am I correct? And the suggestion was made about the bonuses. And I know we can't really put anything in place, but if there's something left, could we issue it out in bonuses? That's the question I have.
The issue is gonna be determining that within the next couple of weeks. And I don't know that we're good. That's going to be possible.
My suggestion to safeguard us all would be to wait until we close the year, close the audit, and might
next year of this year.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend. I like to see that we stick with our plan that we originally talked about with the 1%. And the 1% of the COLA and balance the budget for $206,000. And the funds can come from the school and part from overtime for EMST. And you have $154,000 laid out for that. If we do take $54,000 for them, that would be easy on the school, and we still can get where we need to go.
Sorry.
Any more recommendations on the
board? So we need 81.
81, 14.
83.
I thought we said 81, 214. Is that right?
419.
419.
419. Y'all put the two back in. I did.
He did.
I did not. That's what I said. I ain't going to until all five of these people say it. But I mean, I love Annie Wilson, but I'm just saying. We didn't just cut her. We cut our own budget.
Right.
Like, that's the other thing she said, but like, we cut our own budget in that same area. So I'm not saying we cut everybody else and we didn't cut our own. That's what I don't want anybody to believe, that we didn't do something to ourselves either.
Dr. White, I can't understand you want to cut the rest of these, and then we're going to set aside $154,000 overtime, which we don't know whether it'll be there or not. You know, the residential has done a super job, man. You know, the deal is, I know you're saying she's not, you know, but the deal is, we got $154,000, you know, set aside, hoping that somebody want to work overtime. You know what I mean? A lot of days people work short staff.
You know, people don't have to make overtime just because one person stayed home.
I mean, I'll take the blame since I've been doing the most talking, but I didn't say keep $154,000 there either. I was going to go back.
$154,000 EMS overtime. Not their regular siren. People work shorthanded all the time. Let me ask you this. If the residents of these had a person stay home, would they bring another person in that work on the staff to make overtime? No,
yeah, the residents of these is not a 24-hour
operation. I know that.
So there's a little bit of difference there.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just saying.
I got a question. When your money runs out, let's say we were to cut EMS,
mm-hmm.
and the overtime money is gone, but then people are still working, and they still have to work overtime. So they come back to you and the finance office, and then you all go where to get the money?
To us, to look at fund balance to fund it?
No, well, we ain't got to go to the fund balance. Right. We can go to our offer money.
We still got offer money?
Yes.
It's in the fund balance.
Mm-hmm. Remember, we used all that and expended it down to roll it in to meet the deadline. So it will roll into fund balance. So you would need to appropriate fund balance to pull that money back up to use this.
Where's there? There to be used, and I believe it can be used for EMST.
Yes, those ones can be used for that. Initially, the piece that we're talking about, ARPA, we had set a certain amount aside for great grant. If you remember, back when Five came, they were applied for 2 grants, and we said that we would match each of those grants, about 250 per grant. We also set aside funds, ARPA funds for Tall Glass of Water, which I believe was phase 2, I believe. But the other part of that ARPA is, again, set aside for Tall Glass of Water. But again, that was the plan. The board wants to undo that or redo that. It can. However, I will say there's a chance that we might have to use those cap funds. So let's think about that before we touch that. It has not been confirmed that we will not. We haven't had to use it yet. But it has not been confirmed that we will not need to provide that match as the county said it would.
Now, when was that done?
Within the past 2 years, I would say.
Okay.
I'll have to go back and give you an exact date, but it's been
and the past couple years. Yeah, and nothing, man. We don't want to keep the offer money so long without utilizing some of it, you know, because we don't want them to ask for it back.
Well, no, they can't do that now. That's why we did it the way that we did it with reverence replacement. We got under a certain amount, so we're able to do what we did, and now we don't have to worry about meeting that deadline. We did what we did.
You say you got under a certain amount. What do you mean?
Okay, so if for counties who receive less than $10 million, I believe it was, you're able to do something like called revenue replacement, which basically means there's less reporting guidelines, and you could actually use it basically almost for anything within local government. So we went that route instead of having to go the other route. Blue Mac, you want to add to that?
The other thing is that we have a matching requirement for the 911 center.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that.
$3 million. And we probably will be coming back to you all to ask you during the year for those ARPA funds to help meet that first phase.
Yes.
$400,000.
Yeah, so thank you all for saying that. So in other words, we have not identified, of course, at one point we were hoping that it was in the budget, where it was in the state budget, but it did not get approved. They're still trying to work out something. They contacted us and told it was taken out, but they're still trying to work out something so that it could possibly get approved. But it is not in, has not been budgeted. And so we will need to spend, as David mentioned, between $300 and $400 this upcoming fiscal year. So that ARPA funds could be the plan B for that, something that we have to do. In my opinion, that would be my recommendation.
So don't you guys think, talk to the administration,
yes,
for a commissioner like myself and Ms. Saunders, who just came in the door, that it would have been nice to have known this prior to this? For me, it would have been. That's all right. And it's not a blame.
Yes, sir.
It's just, now I'm hearing it, but
wish I had known.
Yes, sir. And so some of those things we try to talk about during the commissioner's orientations and when you have the opportunity. But yes, we can make it a point to that has never come up, but we can make it a point to provide an ARPA overview and maybe some other things that we may have missed at the orientation.
So y'all basically would like to see a list of future commitments in our local matches?
Yeah, I mean, because for me, hindsight, it is 2020, but at the same time, I need you all to be a little more visionary out front and try to, that's all. I mean, hell, we learn as we go somewhat, but to know before we get there would help a lot too.
Yes, sir.
I will say a good rule of thumb is if you hear that word grant, it's a good chance we have to match something. I would say 7 out of 10 times most of the time.
Gotcha. And so it sounds like I'm hearing that's about $2 million right there that you got to take out the fund balance. 400.
Right, so we're not saying that that's coming out of fund balance yet, but the piece that rolled into fund balance would be the part that was set aside for Tallgrass Water as well as the Great Green, which is about.
So the funds for it was put. Pretty much.
We had to do it that way to meet the ARPA guidelines. We had to be expended by December of last year, December 2024, and so we did it that way to meet that requirement so that the funds are Virtue counties. They can't come back and get those funds. But yes, to keep them assigned to Tallgrass Water and to the Great Grant, it would have to come out of fund balance or just be assigned or restricted for those uses.
That's what we voted on at our first meeting.
Exactly. I believe it did come up at that point. That's right.
Okay. Well, sounds like we have, make sure I get my numbers right, Commissioner White.
I would say, well, while you get your numbers right, this is my last ditch effort here because I gave you all I had the last meeting. The $54,000 for the website, if you can postpone it for one more year, you'll have $54,000 that we put into a contract for somebody this year, a contracted service. That would be free the next year if you don't use that contract for that $54,000. So that would take you down to $27,419 needed. And wasn't that the right number for her? That contracted service?
That's correct.
Okay. So, I mean, you're just robbing Peter to pay Paul today, but.
That's the same thing I would propose, just robbing a different Peter.
I'm telling you, y'all's robbing is going to be never going back. That's a small scale, $54,000. But then you still got to find $27,419 to. If we continue to backpedal on stuff, you're going to have more people coming to plead their case as well when everybody had the chance before.
So we're at 81,419. That's without taking the county manager's recommendation on the register of deeds. We're at 83,419. If we take the county manager's recommendation of the register of deeds, and if we did the 1%, we would be at 206 without the count, 206,000 without the county manager's recommendation of the register of deeds, and 208,000 with the county manager's recommendation of the register of deeds. That's where we're at. Financially, I think the first thing we need to do is pick a number that we're going to go with. Right, that's the first line of thinking.
Number for what? I'm sorry. For
to balance
for
the budget.
Gotcha.
To balance the budget. Out of the 801,419, the 83,419, the 206, or the 208.
Most true. I think we need to lump balance the budget and give the employees a 1% increase, 206, while staying on. 1% ain't a lot to get people that work 12 months and everything else going up. The town next door to you is getting a 2%. The governor proposing a 2.5 for state employees and county employees get zero. That wouldn't be fair to them.
Now you understand the 206 does not include the county manager's recommendation.
It doesn't. This is $200,000.
Right. I figured you would listen. That to
I can amend mine to 208.
Okay.
$2,000 and make that big difference.
I thought you'd catch up, because I know you had just placed an argument. I figured that's what you wanted. Okay. That's why I reached you out the question. All right, so I guess we got to decide on the number, and then we decide on how to go about achieving.
I'm curious, though. I'm wondering. You know, I'm thinking if I'm an employee, and I had the choice of getting a $1,200 bonus one time, or 1% raise. You know, I worked in workforce development. And, you know, we had people to come in, and they would rather have a job that would pay them once every 2 weeks or once a week than to have a job, even though it might have been paying a little more money, getting paid once a month. You know, I've seen that. So if I were a county employee, and I'm I see a department here. I'm just asking Miss Annie, you know, I mean, what do you think? If we could, I mean, I feel like just give me my $1,200. Rather than 1%.
A 1% is not much. That's you, to your point. I've already been sitting here doing it. $300 for a $30,000 employee. That's what it is. And so, like, my question is, I'm going to go back to, you may need to ask employees, not for this budget, but what do they value?
Right.
Do they want the buyback, the 401k, dental, vision, FSA? Or do they want raises? Because again, I'm just going to be on record. $407,726.04 is what we are electing to pay for employees that we don't have to. That is enough money for your raise. That is, what do they want? Cash now or cash later? And I mean, that's, I don't even mean it ugly. Like, it's just a question.
Yeah, but not the way. Benefits draws people to jobs. You know, Commissioner Hoggart, 1% increase stays with a person a lot longer than a $1,200 or $1,500 bonus. You know, $1,500 bonus gone, 1% could add on to that person's retirement. You know, just saying. You know, those mean, you know, I'd rather have the 1% on my check every month help my retirement to have a $1,200 or $1,500 bonus where I could go with Dr. Smallwood to Walmart and be gone because he loved the shop.
Yeah, I'm shop at Walmart. Anyway, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, I've seen citizens come in when I was in the hospital working at the Career Center and working workforce. They rather... And you try to explain to them, but they said, no, I need to get paid every week. I can't afford to get paid only once a month, even though it's more money. But they can manage it better. They get it once a week, even though it's less money. I don't know. Not for me to figure out, but that's what they want. But we got the argument there. But I'm just, but I understand what you're saying about the retirement. But that was Dr. White was saying too. So, but we give them 401 and we give them and pay into the retirement, understanding correct. That we are low wealth county and we want to attract the best employees we can to our county. You're getting retirement. Did we ever find out how many counties, you know, in the surrounding areas are doing what we're doing? Don't get me wrong, that's a great thing. Mm-hmm. But we got to have revenue to continue it.
Right.
And right now, we don't have that revenue stream.
And did we ever find out? I'm sorry, I know that was a question.
Yes, we did, and I don't have that information in front of me, but basically I asked the Human Resources Director to start gathering that information, and basically what she found out is it's a mix. Mm-hmm. Some do not, and some do provide the dental, the vision, the 401k. So it's not, you know, an all
right.
Some do, some do not.
Can we get some feedback from you, Commissioner Simons? Your thoughts?
I guess I'm listening all over the place. I know that we need to look at what's important now. I know you talked about a couple of projects that we have going on, but it's our main concern right now, balancing the budget. Where do we stand at as a county with an unbalanced budget? And not balanced on time. It seems like everybody is putting their priorities first, but who's putting the county first? And that's what we should do, is put the county first. And it seems as if, you know, I understand Mr. Robertson's plight about the employees needing a raise, and I think that's very important. I understand the school system not wanting their budget cut. I understand the people needing what they need, but how important is it balancing this budget? We've got to look at that. We got to look at how we stand and how we look across the state with the unbalanced budget. So, I mean, that's my thoughts, and I'm just listening to you gentlemen and you senior commissioners. Follow your lead and your guides.
Question for you.
Yes, sir.
What will be the penalty of delaying with the project?
Which project?
Like second phase, Tall Glass Wall. Projects that we have going on where we have to have match.
I don't believe there will be any penalty. Again, that's our project. However, I do think it would be helpful for us to speak with our project consultant to make sure that won't be problematic for us to pull from those funds. But Tall Glass of Water is the county's project. As long as no grant matches are affected and that sort of thing, then it would be fine. But we would just need our project consultant to confirm that before we, you know, start getting funds.
Yeah, because yeah. I thought there was $200,000 that we have in a grant that would need to be sent back if we don't spend it soon. I could have misheard,
that's separate from what's set aside from ARPA, right?
Yes, that's not ARPA money at all.
Right. So again, that's two separate things. But again, before we pull from that, I think it would just be good for us to see exactly everything that she has as far as grants need to be matched versus what we set aside the $500,000
for. I think it's a little larger than that.
Yeah. And I just want to throw this out here. Why are we always last minute in a rush? If we don't do this, we got to send it back. If we don't do that, we're in this kind of fist. We got to get ahead of the game and stop being last minute on everything. I hear it so much. If I'm wrong, somebody please correct me. I mean, we got to stop this, you know. if we don't send it back now, if we don't do this in this time, why can't we do things ahead of the deadline? So we have some contingency plans or some plan Bs. I may be out of line. I apologize if I am.
So our project consultant can help us with that $200,000 that Commissioner White was speaking of. I'm not very sure what that is. But as far as the budget being adopted, we have until June 30th to do that. So we still have time to do that. That is not, we didn't miss a deadline when it comes to having the budget balance.
Okay. So tell you what, I'm recommending that, because so if that's able to be delayed, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much funds will we have access to? That's my question. If it is able to be delayed,
if it is okay,
if it's able to be
if
delayed,
able,
mm-hmm.
I can take a look at that. It should be about $500,000.
But you're still $600,000. Yeah, I thought it was $600,000. It may be, but like I said now, Robin can tell exactly how much grant money we have out there for the total class award.
But you're still talking about pulling from, because that money's in fund balance. So you're still talking about pulling from fund balance. And so I will say to y'all, like, and this is not about employees. Like, I know you want to make me out to not want to give employees a raise and not care about employees, but that is not true. And I hope everybody who's listening hears that. But we do not have an audit from 2023-24 yet. We are not doing our responsibility by giving raises and doing all this without even knowing how much money is in the bank. To pull out, to even think about pulling out funds from a fund balance that you don't even know what you have, it's just no for me. I mean, and I'm good. I'm one person of five, but I'm telling y'all, I'm no for giving raises and I'm no for pulling out fund balance because we do not have an audit from a year ago. We should be doing an audit right now for this year we're finishing. And we're just starting the one from last year. And now I'm good. I'm not going to say another word. I've given you all my all. Go for it.
Again, last minute, as I said before, that audit should have been done, but Mr. Hargan and I were not on this board. So, you know, what happened?
I guess it's the other three of us fault.
Right. It's my ass.
This is what I'm proposing. And this be what it is. And I have an advantage now because Mike, he finished talking for me.
I am.
He ain't saying nothing else. So I propose doing the, I understand we're just not in position for the raise. So I propose doing the 83-419. And I still stand on, because we don't have anywhere else to pull it from, I still stand on pulling the 83-419 from our school budget to balance our budget with the intention of working things out or finding the necessary funds and cuts going forward to hopefully replace this back into our school budget the upcoming budget. That's what I propose. I don't think we can. It's too much of a strain to give the increase. I agree. Without going into the fund balance, I agree with you on that, Commissioner White. I really would love for the employees to have an increase, but we just don't have it. But I feel like we can at least get this budget balanced with the 83,419. That's my recommendation, and but with five of us, so take recommendations, or what have you. I'll just tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. I guess you have made your plea, Commissioner Robson.
I think we need to pull it out of special projects. I think we need to look at some of these special projects. I know about matching funds with grants, so I think we need to contact the consultant and see if.
But it was, yeah, that's what Commissioner White was saying, but at this point, it would be coming out fund balance.
Well, you pull it. It's not like it haven't been done before.
So, with the angle that with the position that we're in as a board, kind of all over the place,
I see no other option at this time but to set another date for us to come back together and try to get a final.
Okay, well, I need, because we keep meeting and nobody's bringing anything new to the table, so I need some you to give some homework and guidance on what you want, because we're just going to keep spinning tires at this point. That's what I do need.
I asked for the agreement of a number.
Yes. 83,419.
83,419, that's what I propose.
Which means no increase for nobody.
That means no increase
no, for nobody. Okay. What that means?
I think that's it's easier to, at this point of our budget, it's easier to achieve than any other option that we have right now.
And Saunders, Commissioner Saunders, was I kind of like the special project. They need to look at that and see what we can find some money.
I'd like for them to talk to Rob.
Yeah.
And see
if there's any way, yeah.
If it's pulling it from fund balance, has that been done in the past? We have balanced the budget.
Not since I've been here.
Not since, but it has been done.
And before me, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
And my other thing is, you're not going to get my vote to pull money out of the school budget.
That's fine. Can we get?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Can we get an agreement on this number? We're coming back.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I agree on the number.
Yeah. I agree on that number.
We
can find some way to find that 1% mm-hmm. on somewhere. Golly, man. Golly.
You good with the number?
No, but I'm good. I'm $2,000 not breaking or making this. I told you I had a nickel and dime, but you're going to get more directors coming back asking for the same stuff.
We put this number. We put this number.
Well, you put the 81 in place last time, and now we're changing it. So,
but you know, I'm gonna say one thing too, and I mean, a lot of things were done prior to myself getting here and Ms. Saunders getting here, and you know, and you can blame me if you want to, but I know who I am and what I would do. But I'm not gonna take the blame for somebody else's mistake, because we can't now do some things that we would like to do. For the employees, as far as raises and other things. You know, I'd be less than a person to sit up here and get beat up, because I know that's what's going to happen. But some things went on that should have never have happened prior to me getting here. And I know you guys know that. And I'm not casting blame on anybody.
No.
That's not what it's about. But at the same time, we got to realize how we got here. If you want to tell us how we got here, feel free to. If you don't, I understand.
Well, let me just say this, Vice Chairman. I do understand. I have been made aware that at one point, our fund balance was somewhere around a little over 1% fund balance. That's none of our fault. You understand what I'm saying? And it has increased every year, I believe, since then. So they always tell me baby steps lead to adult steps. You know, so maybe we're still in the baby step process, but I thank God for where we have come, and we still have a distance to go, but I thank God for where we have come.
So I have a question. What kind of hit would that do to our fund balance if we take $81,000 out? Can you tell me what percentage you would it put it at with what we have now?
It's very hard to say at this point without the audit from 2024, because we technically are talking about what the 2025 will look like, and we don't have the 2024 complete yet. So I'm really not able to give you a figure. I can say, based on the transfer that we did with the ARPA funds, we would expect a significant increase this year, because that extra is going in there. Right. However, it will be affected if we pull that, you know, if we pull it out. It's hard to say.
Will we drop back down to 1%?
No.
Not 81,000.
So can we pull this? This is the question I asked earlier. I know we're behind on the op. I need your attention. Oh. Numbers, man. Mm-hmm. I know we're behind on the op, but we have the appropriated ARPA funds that has generated over to the fund balance, which when we need them, we're going to pull them back. Am I correct? So what? That's my question is, why can't we just pull it from the ARPA funds now? Because when we need it, we're going to pull it anyway. You follow what I'm saying? Because it's appropriate.
So the problem with that is
no audit.
They're correct, no audit, but they're basically not ARPA funds at this point. I mean, it's fund balance,
right?
And so
we put it in there to protect.
And now you're going to utilize it for something else. And now you're going to be short when you need it for 911, tall glass, or whatever else.
Right? Get some revenue in here. You know, who knows what's coming down?
You got $75,000 coming. And that's mighty close to 81.
What is that?
83.
75, where the?
Yeah.
The house that got
sold. So
that would be nice if that was already here.
When's the closing on that? Anybody know?
So can that be put back in when we receive
sell the house
for that?
Yeah.
That $75,000.
It depends on how soon it's done. And again, it's in the attorney's hands. I don't know that the closing date has been scheduled. That's between the attorney and the bidder at this point. I can't tell you if it's it will probably at this point it's June 16th. It's likely that it's gonna happen next fiscal year. So we'll help the budget at that point, but it's not helping us when it comes to balancing the budget.
So we have a number in place at 83,419. So I guess we'll be getting ready to roll into our next meeting here shortly. Mm-hmm. So we need to go ahead and work on a date that we can come together again. Do you have some optional dates for us?
What are you thinking about things? We need Mr. Harvey to be involved there again. That was my question.
So I'm going to go back to your sheet, the budget report. I was trying to, sorry, I'm doing two things at once in my head. So on page one of the revenue,
oh, by the way,
I can't, I'm drawing straws at this point. But I'm.
The miles again.
I don't know. So we have 44,131 is what we're planning on getting next year. And I'm sorry, in permits and fees. That's the revenue. On page four. I'm sorry, I'm on two different things, looking at two different things. I'm sorry. I'm looking at page one of the revenue on this sheet. And I'm also looking at and on this sheet. That's page four on the big sheet and page one on the revenue of this sheet. But I've worried myself more than what I needed to, I think. Is that's right, right? Like we're budgeting $4,131,000 for this year. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And now look at your revenue from since May. Is that right? Okay. I was trying to find out if there was more revenue that we could add to the revenue to help balance this budget. But
will,
I didn't,
will,
that's what I was looking for.
It will, I thought you were looking at, we're budgeting a lot more than what we currently have.
Yes, that's what worried me when I started looking. But what I was trying to do is look to see where we're at here and where we budgeted. Could this go up some? Could the revenues go up any for
but
the
again,
81?
Even when
I know.
It's still budgeted.
Well, no. I'm saying on this one, like if the revenues went up $81,000 to balance this budget. But I was, that's why I was trying to look at this sheet to see where we were currently for. I know I didn't either. That's,
okay.
But that's what caused me to be a little concerned when I saw that number.
All right. You have some dates for us, gentlemen?
Thursday is a holiday for us, so unless you all have some availability this week, I would suggest meeting no later than Monday or Tuesday of next week, which is the 23rd and 24th. If we know that we have some availability this week outside of Thursday, by all means, we can plan to do.
I won't be here Thursday, Friday, or Monday, so there's your opportunity for me not to say a word at all.
We are not. I really like all the commissioners present when we do this.
That only leaves Wednesday.
Wednesday, can you do Wednesday?
Yes.
I can do Wednesday.
Wednesday this week or Wednesday next week?
This week?
That's what I was referring to, but if we need to look at Wednesday next week, Willie Mack will be out on some personal leave on next week.
Okay, before we go to this extreme, if there's anywhere else, I understand, I don't want to cut the school budget. I don't want to cut the school budget. But is there anywhere else we could get $83,419? Anybody got nothing?
I got you down to 27. You just don't want it.
That emergency management, man, overtime.
But you talking about cutting $83,419?
No, I'm talking wrong with what he is, what I mentioned, and part of that. $184,000 what Delta White said. And you know, if you 50-50, 40-some thousand, 43,000, then we get 83,000 right there. I'm just saying. It still be.
Heck, I'm on your side. You got me. Get me out of here. I'm with you.
You with me? Okay, let's do it.
Cut the website this year, add it for next year when you don't have the extra person that's 50, and then just cut overtime 27,000, 29,000.
Then we won't have to bother with the school.
Why can't? Because why we got to hold the county government back?
We don't.
You just said, hold it back.
I've said lots, like we need to cut some positions. I've said we need to move positions around. I've said lots of things, but nobody wants to hear those.
I would say, you know, come to the 21st century. Is that right, wrong?
Yes, sir.
So we can't get there by cutting. But
so if you take, well, all right, so let me see. What was the proposal? Take 30,000 from the overtime. So that put us at $53,419.
30,000. Okay. You don't need the 81, $883,419.
That's $53,419.
Right. And you got those in your special appropriations. Right here. If you look at your sheet on the front page,
which one? This one.
You see year to date, $5,392 year to date, right?
It's the same as last time he said.
Okay. Yeah. And then, okay, that's year to date. Day what? June 16th. You ain't number 14 days left in this year. And you subtract. There you go. That's the money that you need.
But I don't know what is all in that special appropriations category. It had to come over here. And then you got to see the closeout. It doesn't mean – that just means what has not been spoken. Yeah. So you need to come to special appropriations to see.
There's not a lot of money that you need from it, though.
$600,000.
Yeah, I need about $53,419 from it.
That goes back to the initial question. Is there enough? Do you think there'll be enough? You know, no, we don't have our audit, but do you think it'll be enough left for $53,419?
But
from fund balance?
I would say because it's going to go to fund balance. Anything that's left is going to go to fund balance.
That's to use it now.
But you can't use it now. That's what I'm saying. Anything that's left over is going to fund balance. So then right. You have to say you're going to use fund balance to offset this budget.
Right. Okay. So
the only way to get nowhere, you got to cut. Got to cut something. That's the only way to
I'm saying, cut that probation. You got 6 million.
But you're going to cut the 30. So you did good. You came up with another 30,000. It sounds like everybody pretty much in agreement with that, but you still need 53,000. We need 53,000 or we're going to have to meet Wednesday.
I got 10 more. Look at your court facilities. Look at your year to date. How much money was spent? They give you $10 more, white, $10,000 more right there.
What do you think on that, young man?
So are you looking at this sheet, Commissioner?
Sheet that you left on my desk. Sure.
Yes, sir. So this is the current budget. So it's best if we take a look at the proposed budget, because again, anything left from here, this current fiscal year, so it's going to go back to fund balance. So we'd be making those taken away. From fund balance, the fund balance appropriation, if we do that. So it'd be best to take a look at this document and see where we can cut from here.
Looking at the same special appropriation, what in the court, what do you see on that sheet?
So let's take a look
some of us don't have ours. That's what it is.
Okay, let's take a look at court facilities.
Your big items are your utilities, and then there's the janitorial service costs, and that's where they're able to do some of the expenditures from basically one department over to the other from the maintenance department for application.
All right, so that would be no problem.
I want to make sure everybody understands, the public and everyone.
No, so for those who do have it, it's on page 10 of your document at the bottom, court facilities. And there aren't many line items there. As Willie Mack mentioned, the biggest are utilities.
Yeah, and look,
So that's one of the ones I asked the other day about the janitorial services. Did it cover both buildings or not? Because that was a high one. But that's, you're talking about this year's budget, though. We got to talk about next year's. So remember why I asked that question? Was that for both staff, janitorial, and y'all told me it was just for the courthouse? But what is that, a contracted service? Is that people? What is that?
So actually, if you take a look at, I think this has to do with, it's budgeted as an expenditure here, but I believe they supplement the maintenance, because if you take a look at the maintenance department, there's a credit in maintenance for $46,000.
Gotcha.
To offset that.
Okay. And what's the maintenance contracts for that one?
Maintenance contracts. I believe that is for the... court system projects. There was a Wave and a Crave that were IT projects for, again, for the court system, having to do with the e-courts and getting the courtroom set up for the e-courts.
Gotcha.
Can we revisit the larger capital outlays just to see if there's any way we can trim some of those? And
yes, sir, we can take a look now. I believe when we were going through before, I took about 30 to 40 for maintenance, capital outlay buildings, and equipment when we were looking for the cuts before.
Yeah, equipment we did 28, buildings we did 10.
Yeah, $38,000.
What's that?
What
page? Sorry, maintenance.
Oh, 13.
Thank you. No, that's, I got register of deeds. Oh, 14. Oh,
gotcha. 13.
Yeah, what we do? 40 and 10. No.
We did 28 and 10, didn't we?
So it's 40. 40 even in the equipment.
Oh, right.
And 114 correct. In buildings.
Correct.
But while this is captivating everybody, that's why I just want to say it again, like a broken record. Can we please get a list of all the buildings? You sent it to us, but we need to make a decision on what we need to sell, what we need to get rid of. Like, and we don't need to keep flip-flopping, because that brings in not just one-time revenue, but it brings in yearly revenue as taxes. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we do a lot of this to ourselves. I mean, that's not going to solve today's problem, but I maybe we can get it. I don't know how much we needed. Like, if you look under, since we're on maintenance, it says equipment under $5,000. I don't know if this is just a buffer in case or what, but it's got 26.5 in 1 year, 26 in 1 year, 26 the next year, and 21 this year, and we've given him $10,000. So there's some more. I was going to say, that's what I keep saying. We got a nickel and dime all of this, if that's what you're going to try to do.
Give me five more.
Let me add that to the sheet. Is that what you want to do?
Is that where we can get it from?
Well,
that under?
Equipment under 5. And you said cut at $5,000?
Is that what everybody's good with?
Yes. The did we budget that $41,000 in there for that? $41,000. We can do something to secure that $41,000.
Hopefully, I'm sorry. Yes, that's in that number. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I thought about that this weekend too. I mean, we could look and don't have to have as many places in the county. I don't love that idea, but that could hit that before it gets better.
I love it. It's costing, it's going to cost us more money. That's what I'm saying. Unless we could, unless once we have that meeting, we can somehow secure it. But other than that, that it may be an option where we just have to close that site. Mm-hmm. Dr. O, you're supposed to be like, yo, you're a witness.
Man, do I know that 9-1?
If we do that, the same. If we do that, now we're trying to come up with $7,000, correct?
Y'all lost me a little bit ago. I'm just going to be honest with you. I still have the 83,419 on my page, and
I gave you 30.
Where did your 30 come from? Y'all talking to the wrong one. It's these two
right here.
Right. They work for y'all, not me.
Yeah. 30 came from overtime.
All right, 30 overtime. Okay.
Okay. Now you look at 911 communication center. They're getting ready to build a new 911 communication center, and that will have all the bells and whistles.
But it won't be built. It won't be built in the year.
When the ground be broke, they'll break ground this year, right? October.
Do we have a date? I don't know. A date has been set for groundbreaking. Has it?
Groundbreaking is tentatively scheduled for October this year.
Right.
And I got his 30.
2 years.
Oh, I got you. You like when I'm quiet when I finally get.
Oh, no.
That says 48,419.
If we can close that site until we are better prepared, that's another 40. That puts us having to come up with 7,000.
That would be me amount.
So, what do y'all think about us closing that site until we can figure out how to proceed with that? That gives us $41,000 towards our budget.
Okay, so
go ahead, Dave.
$41,000 for what? From where?
We can put it in for the
contracted services.
There you go.
Yeah,
for landfill, the company site.
That makes sense, County Manager.
Where? No.
The convenience sites. Mm-hmm. Convenience sites.
Okay, Rosemead.
Good.
Number 14 now.
All right. Did we look at telephone and postage under 911 communications? I'm asking because I'm coming back with another look. It says 5,023, 9,724. It looks like they're projected to make 10 this year, and we've got 15,000.
We reduced that last time.
Did we?
We reduced it by $5,000.
We doubled it.
Yes, I do have that. I'm sorry. No. I just didn't write it on this thing.
727
for communications.
No. Yeah. That's what it's on my sheet here. It's just right there.
14. Seven grand. Am I right? Calculate $7,000.
Did we set aside 41 for that site?
Let's see.
If we included that in our budget, our proposed budget, then we can pull that back.
We set 47,321. No, just kidding. That's not true. I didn't write down that number. That was for HR.
Mr. Matt, do you recall whether we included the contract services of that 41,000 for the road site?
I thought he did.
The
convenience site at Rosemead.
Right.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But how much was it? That's our question.
You can check. I'm pretty sure it was 40,000. That's how we got from 175 to 215.
40. I thought it was 41. That's why we're.
It could have.
$40,250.
Mm-hmm. All right. Down to $8,169. And 0 cents.
All we need to do is find $8,000 in about 5 minutes. And we will not have to have the next meeting.
It was 6,000, sir.
I just had to.
Oh, me. All right, let me see another thing y'all said no to that I proposed the other day.
Maintain buildings at the sheriff's office. That was the last, only other thing.
That and the website, that's what y'all told me no to.
Do you think it would be wise to pull anything else from the overtime? $8,000?
We can pull number 30. Pull 38.
Let's make sure we can't find it anywhere else first. I mean, that's.
What's your question?
Y'all need an update and watch off cut. We added the 2,000 back for SRT to number 83.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So what did you all decide to cut?
The 40 for the convenience side.
Okay.
Overtime, 30.
Yeah.
As of right now, 30.
So you're 13,419.
Actually, there was an additional 5,000 taken from maintenance equipment.
Maintenance equipment.
On the airport board. Yeah, we gave them 20. They only used, it looks like they only used 15 this year. That's what I was asking. Just ask.
Well, we need, how much we need?
$8,419. You don't have that.
$5,000 from the airport budget.
Subtract 250. $40,250 is what we, what a convenience site. $40,250.
$1,250.
That was the number David gave.
What is the budget for our trial?
It's
right. What, who? Oh. We did cut it some.
kind of.
I was asking about the airport budget.
It's
the animal budget?
The airport.
Airport.
Yeah, we were looking at about taking 5,000 from it. I think it's 2020. What's going on with it? I had to make
21.
I know you had.
The biggest problem they're having is having a quorum so they can make any decisions on what to do. But they've got a another taxiway that they're trying to build. They have some buildings that they're trying to, but they're having costs have gone up to take care of.
Does that include town manager?
No, that's just ours. The 21 is just us.
Okay. What I'm going to do to help, there's 21 in the budget for the board for the travel.
Yes, sir.
And I guess the proper way to do is to average it at about $4,200 a piece allotment, if my math is correct. So I'll forfeit my trial. Well, if anybody cut it, it would be best for the first.
Oh yeah. So remember, that's what I talked about originally. Is that if you only just go to one or two, like not everybody needs to go to off the beat, like only one or two, that would help management and not go into every single
pick of
content. Right.
Well, how about we just let's cut back on $8,000 and then we'll just delegate each trip. How about that?
I agree.
It's fine.
Fine by me, Mr. Chair.
Okay, can we balance the budget that way?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's do what's necessary. But we need to be the first partaker. So
what
we're doing. So.
We show Brian.
Yeah.
We lead by showing.
So I had a figure of unbalance of 8,169. See anybody else? Yes.
That?
Is that right? So we're going to reduce the governing body's travel by $8,169. Is that correct?
Yes. Correct. That takes it to 12,831. I think.
Yes, sir.
So I guess with that being said, nobody's traveling has been cut. We're just delegated going forward. Right. Okay. Ooh. Now, are you all able to have this ready in about 5 minutes where we can?
Oh God!
That's right. That one.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
That's right.
Well, listen.
Thanks, sir.
Mm-hmm. Do the numbers look okay before we?
The reduction on the maintenance, repair, and equipment. What department was that?
Maintenance. Public buildings.
We're going to take it down another five.
The equipment, it should have been 10,000. We're going to take it from 10 to 5. Capital outlay equipment from 10,000 to 5,000.
It says capital outlay
equipment. Oh, okay.
You said you did. You had what?
What was your question?
Yeah, the equipment's going from 10 to 5, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. You all have the numbers to work with? Everybody seems to be comfortable with it? All right. So at this time, I guess we recessed it, maybe?
No, I've got to make a motion to close, don't we?
This one. During this one.
Okay, can I have a motion on the floor to officially join this meeting?
Mr. Chairman, I so move that we make the motion to officially close this work session.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor by Commissioner Robinson, second by Commissioner Saunders. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. This meeting is officially adjourned.
Good job. Good job.
5 minutes.
Give it to the doctor.